question was asked in Hilchot Berachot, what would be the beracha that one would make on chocolate-covered raisins, as they call it, raisinettes, as we know. Rav Moshe Feinstein deals with this question, and he compares it to a halakha that's written in Siman Kuf Samechet, where Maran discusses a certain type of, let's say, jelly or a sweet that they would put on a certain type of cracker called a rakik, rakikin. Maran says that you do not make a beracha on the rakikin, you just make a shehakol on the topping. And the explanation that Megen Abraham says is, because that rakik over there, you really don't want, it's not usually eaten alone, you're only taking it to hold the merkahat, you're only taking it so you don't dirty your hands by touching the topping. So therefore you make a shehakol. But says the Megen Abraham, for example, duvshanim, which are a regular cookie, let's say, that's normally eaten by itself, and you put on it, let's say, some of this merkahat, some of this shakol dessert on top, so then you make a mizonot, and the mizonot covers the topping, because duvshanim, it's a normal thing to eat by its own. So the rabbi wants to say, by these raisinettes, what are you going to say? A person wants to eat the raisin, obviously, that's the one of his intentions as ikar, but he also wants to eat the chocolate. He eats the chocolate also individually. And you can't say that there's an inyan over here like Ricky Keen, that it's in order that he doesn't get dirty, because he's holding the chocolate itself, so his hand is touching the part that gets himself dirty. So it's more analogous to the case of Dubshanim, where the Dubshanim would be the ikar. So in this case over here, you have two ikarim. You have the raisin, which is definitely ikar, and you have the chocolate that's ikar. So the rabbi holds you have to make two berachot on raisinettes. Now, how would you do that? Well, you can't get to the raisin until you get to the chocolate, because the chocolate's on top. So he says, you make a shakol on the chocolate part, eat some of the chocolate. Have kavanah, when you're eating the chocolate, have kavanah not to be poter, the raisins, and then you make etz when you get to the raisin. Now, if you have another raisin available, or another etz available, so of course make etz first, and have kavanah for the raisins, and then make shakol. So the halakha, over here you have two ikarim that you would want to eat separately, the chocolate and the raisin, therefore you make a shakol, and then a etz. This question similarly was asked by Acham Avajah regarding ice cream sandwiches, which is always a big dilemma in halakha. Acham Avajah says the ice cream sandwich would be very analogous to the case of the dubshanim. The dubshanim case, again, is where the cracker itself is an edible cracker where people normally eat it even alone, and you're putting a merkahat on top. These ice cream sandwiches, the cracker itself, the cookie itself is edible. It's a regular delicious cookie. It can be eaten by itself. And therefore, the halakha, Acham Avajah says, on an ice cream sandwich, one would make a mizonot, and that would cover the ice cream that's in between. Last but not least, he says, on an ice cream cone, then it's clear that you make a shehakol, and he says the cone, since it's made specifically just to hold the ice cream, it's really not eaten by itself. That's its purpose why they make it, so it becomes tafel to the ice cream. And therefore, even after you finish the ice cream, you have a little cone left, he says you're covered with the shehakol that you made on the ice cream, for two reasons. Number one, usually there's a little ice cream left over in it anyway. And number two, as we said, since its primary reason why they made it is for holding the ice cream, not to eat by itself, so therefore it is covered in the shakol. So therefore, la'alakha, let's review the three cases we said. Raisinettes, which has chocolate-covered raisins. Again, we're assuming that they're halav Yisrael and they have the proper kashrut. Chocolate-covered raisins, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, two berachot, shakol and etz. Ice cream sandwiches, according to Acham Avajah, mizonot, and that covers the ice cream. Ice cream cones, shakol, and that covers the whole idea, the whole cone, from beginning to end.